The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Wednesday morning. It's hump day, 7:01 a.m. Central Time where we are. And, of course, you're getting your day started up and about. Some of you probably are already at work. Some of you probably will never retire, like me. No, can't. Sorry. Us type A's, you know, you can all relate. The word retire is used in the Bible on two occasions. Now, how did I find that out? I looked it up in my Strong's Biblical Concordance, which, if you're watching me on live stream, I have it right here in my hot little hand, and there is no word retirement. It's retire, R-E-T-I-R-E, and of course, it's different, but see, the Strong's Concordance is very, very thick for those of you that are watching. The Strong's Concordance says retire twice, and in the context it was used in, it means you retired to your tent, went to sleep, and got up the next day and went to work. Wow, that doesn't sit well with people drawing Social Security, does it? That's not a nervous laugh either. I quip about stuff like that because of, you know, the situation we're in. The economy sucks. I mean, that's just the way it is. I've got reports this morning on the Bureau of Labor Statistics. These people wouldn't know their you-know-what from a hole in the ground. So this is a real problem, and we're paying them with our tax dollars. And, you know, this is why we talked about yesterday, the government creating all these jobs. That means the government is bigger than our own working population, which means you've got 60% of the American employed American people spying on the other 40%. Man, that is not what we signed up for. So we're all about solutions here. And then on top of that, we have 10 million illegal immigrants, including a million gotaways. I would anticipate 10% of them snuck across the border undetected. A lot of them are military-aged men. A lot of them are Chinese. They're in training in America. Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, our health is the most important thing. You got to be healthy. One of the reasons why Dr. Michael Garko from Strauss will be joining us later in the show. In addition to that, iComplex CS is back in stock, as is Detox Clay Powder. We have a 10% off site-wide sale with free shipping with orders $250 and up. Those of you, you know, we were talking about magnesium on the show, and I suggested you buy at least a dozen bottles. I appreciate the outpouring of support there. You're going to stay healthy. Somebody was asking about the calcium magnesium situation, and I want to clarify what was said on the show is that when you take magnesium, do not take calcium-laced products, things that you rely on that have a lot of calcium in them, because the calcium kind of like offsets and overpowers the magnesium. You want to get that magnesium in your system. And most of the stuff that I take usually is after breakfast. I usually take a lot of it on an empty stomach. And when you eat following taking the pills, you know, some of you may experience some queasiness. It's good to have, you know, intersperse the, and don't take them all at once. If you can't tolerate it, don't do that. That's what I'm finding when it comes to supplements. I'm not giving medical advice here. But I mean, come on, common sense should tell you that. We're all about solutions here. Somebody threw a solution across my path this morning about what you could do with 40 acres, a chipper shredder, and a dozen hogs. Well, that sounds like one of them illegal immigrant disposal sites. There you go. We're all about solutions on the show. I thought you might like a chuckle this morning. Yes, you illegal immigrants out there listening to the show. Beware. Somebody's got some ideas out there. Yep. Boy, those hogs would be well fed, wouldn't they? Except I wouldn't want to sell the pork. Anyway, Phil in Florida is still asking us to pray for Nicole, mother of two young boys, who's an entrepreneur in Florida, serving the disabled community. It is it's very hard to fathom that somebody who is doing good for so many people is suffering from bone cancer. And, wow, you know, I would like to say that we have solutions, but a lot of it has to do with Nicole's believing. We can all pray for Nicole that she be cured of her cancer and brought back to good health. But a lot of it has to do with Nicole's believing. So, Nicole, if you're listening, we are all lifting you up in prayer. And your believing has to be right on with the Father, needs and wants parallel. And we just lift that situation up. I mean, this is some pretty strong stuff, folks. Deep in thought over this. Because cancer, I mean, that's a tough cookie. There's some things that, you know, there's diet can change. There's a lot of things that can change. People that are drinking a lot of sugary fluids, that doesn't help. Going to have to really go to a bland diet almost and not consume anything that's got high sugar content in it. To help with this, there are several supplements we sell at the Power Mall that can help with this. And I say help doesn't mean that it can cure. Only God can cure. God can lead us in a direction we need to go, but a lot of it has to do with the individual and their believing. That's what the Bible says, and this is what we lift up to you right now, dear Heavenly Father, to help Nicole get through this. We lift the situation up in your wisdom and your guidance to put people in her path that can help her and restore her to good health, because she can continue to bless people's lives in the name of your son, Yeshua. We lift this up to you. Can I get an amen? Thank you. Now, you go to the community tab when you go to thepowerhour.com and click on that prayer request, and then we can, you know, do what we just did. That's the power of the show. Knowledge is power. God is all about solutions, too. Pray daily. We do every day. And, you know, the above and beyond what we pray for is that we have the opportunity to bless other people's lives. Be a blessing and not a cursing. And see, I was shopping yesterday at a local grocery store. Of course, I had taken my ivermectin before I went. And the clerk and the bagger at the grocery store both were wearing KN95 masks. And I asked the clerk, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yeah, I'm fine." I'm like, "You had me going there." And I looked directly at her mask and she knew it, but I didn't say anything. That was the extent of it. And of course, you know, in conversation with my lovely wife, we're talking about, well, you know, some of these people out there, yeah, I know, they still think that they got to wear a mask and this makes them feel safe. Wow. I can't wait till they, you know, the government tells everybody to put a plastic bag over their head and tie it around your neck so you can't breathe and you'll snuff yourself out. I can't wait for the government to start telling us that. Then I'll know they're up to no good. Some people, it takes that much. Here, I've got a way to cure COVID. How do you do that? Jump off a bridge. Will that cure my COVID? Well, yeah, it'll pretty much end things. Yeah. So, I mean, this is why we have some people, retardandos, that actually jump off the Sunshine Skyway in Florida. Wow. And it wasn't a TikTok challenge either. Some people have been stopped from doing it. Other people, I mean, you're talking about pretty much a 250-foot drop to the water. It's like landing on concrete. Some people have actually survived it and regretted it because they fish them out of the water and put them in a nut house. Craziness as it is. Rick's Satellite System, by the way, still has a dish to give away for those of you who are interested in winning it. You can send a snail mail letter to P.O. Box 14921 Springfield, Mo. 65814, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com with your name, address, and phone number. Tell us why you'd like to win it. And Rick Kaler from RickSatelliteUSA.com will be picking the winner and will award it to you. And, of course, if you want to call Rick in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri, you can email him at contact information. If you want to donate a system to give away, you can do that too. RickSatelliteUSA.com. And, of course, some of you are taking advantage. Mike and Phil and Michael and Deborah. That would be Mike and Debbie from Indiana. Taking advantage of our website donations. You can do the buy me a coffee or the actual big banner that pops up. I know some of you are looking at that going, whoa. Well, yeah, that's it helps us stay on the air. 2024, a very important year. And I'll tell you why. And also, Fred Deshefsky, by the way, is out sick. We were going to have him on the show to have a little more economic news here. He's going to get his take on the Consumer Price Index reporting today, but he is out sick, and so we want to pray to lift him up that he gets better. So put him in your prayers as well, Fred Deshefsky from uscoincapital.com, that he gets better. And let's see, what else? We have a new Power Hour partner, Prepper Freeze Dried Beef. You go to our partners tab and click on the link on the banner. And the shelf life is 10 plus years, 100% natural. I have some of it myself. No lab grown meat, pure high quality beef, no mRNA jabs. Veteran owned. Yep. So I have... they have like ribeye that's cubed and sirloin that's cubed and they're freeze dried and it comes in bags. And it's really good stuff. So I have some in stock here. I encourage you to take a look at it through our partners tab. And if you make a purchase, please take 5 minutes to call or email us and let us know so we're getting credit for it. That's how we stay on the air. So, anyway, moving right along here, 12 after the hour, the National Health Service in England has issued a ban on puberty blockers for kids, children who identify as transgender. And we're talking about children who are under legal age. Unless they're part of a clinical trial. The new ruling means the new regional services caring for under 18s with gender dysphoria, which open next month, will not use them as part of the treatment. From now on, children and young people will only be able to get them if they are taking part in a clinical trial. At least one such trial is due to start later in the year, but no details yet, such as who is going to be eligible to join it, have been published. This is Maria Caulfield, the health minister, celebrating that decision, welcoming the landmark to end the routine prescription of puberty blockers and this kind of guidance, which recognizes that care must be based on evidence, expert clinical opinion, and the best interest of the child, said Caulfield. Well, what about in the best interest of God? God created you. So the word is out on the street. I know, we just love to talk about barbecue at this hour of the morning, but apparently barbecue includes cannibalism. Down in Haiti, violent gangs have kidnapped a lot of Catholic priests and churchgoers in the last week as the Caribbean nation descends deeper into gang-led chaos, according to Christian outlets reporting this week. Catholic organizations have urged the faithful to pray for restored order in Haiti as organized armed militias led by Jimmy, quote, barbecue, unquote, Cherizier, take control of the country. Cherizier, who in recent years has repeatedly demanded the ouster of all Haitian politicians, publicly made calls for a bloody revolution on Monday. We're not in a peaceful revolution. We're making a bloody revolution in the country because this system is an apartheid system, a wicked system. They don't call them barbecue for nothing. We understand that a lot of these kidnapped priests and they're ending on a barbecue spit. These Catholics taste really good. Yeah, that kind of spit. Now, if you got no food, what are you going to do? Now, what happens if that happens in America? I mean, they're saying right now, and we're talking about the current priests and leaders in Haiti are saying that no place in the country is safe. Oh, yeah, let's go to Haiti. Sounds like a fun place to go on vacation. No, you'll end up on somebody's barbecue spit. There's a real danger of civil war breaking out. According to officials, the armed gangs act like an organized army. The police cannot keep up with them. Now, imagine the same kind of thing happening in America. And I'll tell you, here is something of interest. I moved down to the Second Amendment category very quickly. Gun-toting citizens are patrolling cities' violent areas as part of the self-defense brigade, but the mayor reportedly doesn't like it. The mayor is Arunan Arulampalam. Oh, my gosh, my golly, that sounds familiar to me. Yeah, the organizers have argued the patrols are needed in Hartford, Connecticut, of all places. They are really regulating weapons in that state. These people, according to the founder of the self-defense brigade, Cornell Lewis, and these are black folk, all right? The people on Garden Street came to us and asked us for help. The mayor won't do anything. They told WVIT-TV in Hartford, Garden Street seen its share of gun violence, including a double homicide last month, which is what prompted the push for civilian armed patrols. So guess what? They're all concealed carry permitters. Self-defense brigade on Saturday was patrolling, and they were even picking up trash on Garden Street in Hartford's North End. It was important to come out here because we believe that we have to keep the community safe and keep the community clean, according to Marcus Long. He's one of the volunteers. And we're doing this by being out here for a few hours to clean up the community and pick up the trash. Gee, I wish picking up the trash included the scum that go out and commit violence. Because they're out there. They're out there in every city. But this particular one, the station noted group members didn't appear to be open carrying, which is banned in Connecticut. Rather, organizers told the radio or the TV station rather that armed patrollers would be licensed in carrying concealed weapons. And of course, Cornell Lewis, the founder, said, "We're not vigilantes. We're a group of people that are disciplined and trained. We go to the shooting range." Gee, sounds like Lauren Boebert and her crew from Shooter's Grill. Huh. I heard the food's not that great, but whatever. Police chief of Rifle, Colorado seems to like it because all the waitresses are packing sidearms. I guarantee you they won't be holding up that place. Really, I went to Rob Shooter's Grill and got, I was totally blown away in more ways than one. Yeah, well, see, when you have a mayor that sits on his duff and does nothing, we the people have to rise up and take matters into our own hands now, don't we? Oh, with whatever's going on right now with all of these gotaways and whatnot, and these illegal immigrants, which Biden wants to call undocumented. I mean, I would expect that out of a retardando. Yeah, that's what you get. So if you don't want to be bludgeoned to death, like Lake and Riley was, you pack. That way, when they come on you and they go, "I'm going to beat you up," boom, end of story. Then we go looking for that 40 acres with a chipper shredder and a dozen hogs. Who's going to miss them? Seriously, I mean, if they're undocumented, that means they don't know where they are. I mean, I can't make it any plainer. If they're not keeping track of where all these illegal immigrants are going and gotaways are going, then we the people are going to have to figure this out. I mean, it's what a sad state of affairs that we have to face, huh? And here's the thing, if you, in Belgium, the Ghent Criminal Court determined this former parliamentarian, Dries van Langenhove, was infatuated with Nazi ideas and wanted to undermine a democratic society, sentencing him to a year in prison, barring him from holding public office for 10 years, and ordering him to pay a fine of 16,000 euros, which equates to about 17,500 in U.S. dollars. So, Apparently, he was sharing private messaging in a group, claiming they were merely jokes. Court not convinced by that argument. And the former member of the Belgian Chamber of Representatives also argued that because the messages were shared in a private group, it could not be argued he was publicly inciting racism, discrimination, segregation, or hatred to others. However, the court found that because the private Facebook group had around 750 members, it could be regarded effectively as a public space. All right, now if that happened in Belgium, what do you think they could do to you here? Why do you think they look at social media? Why do you think Facebook, TikTok, and all these other... I mean, there was word on the street yesterday that the owner of Rumble is trying to buy TikTok, has stepped up and offered to make him a deal. So, yeah, we don't know. They're trying to eliminate TikTok. Trump's going, well, you really can't do that because then Facebook will get richer. So apparently Trump, you know, here's the problem. We are in a dilemma. We have a constitution that says you have the right to freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of the pen. That means you open up your computer, you log on to a chat room or whatever, a Facebook group, a TikTok group, an Instagram group, whatever the case may be, and you start posting and you start saying things because you're pissed at what the United States government is doing. You love America, but you just don't like what this government is doing with it. They're traitors. They're letting us down, and you go on a chat box and you put it in print. Oh, you see, they're watching you. You go on and you start saying stupid stuff. Yeah, you can expect the black SUVs to roll up at your front door. Why are you doing that? If you know somebody that's doing them, tell them to knock it off. Tell them what the consequences are going to be. And if they come to get you, I'm not going to shed a tear. I won't have one of those little MS-13 teardrops tattooed on my face when they come to your door and pick you up because you were a retardando and you posted garbage on a one of these chat rooms. They're monitoring you and turning over all your stuff, all your private information. You go on there, oh, yes, I'm an alcoholic. I'm an AA. Oh, don't think that the MIB and the government's not going to know that. They are. Why are you going to tell everybody you're private? You feel like, oh, I got to air my dirty laundry. It's Facebook. It's social media. I got to feel important. Maybe people will feel sorry for me.
And you got that girl out there that posted that I have a 40-hour week job and I have no time for myself.
Oh, boo frickety who. That's my Dr. Evil. wow. You see, that's the thing about social media. It's turned out to be our enemy. It would be better for you parents with kids. Do not let them have a cell phone.
Oh, but I got to be able to find out where they are, and there's software programming on there that I can sit there and find my phone, and I know where my kid is at every given moment.
Yeah, well, if whoever kidnaps your kid throws his phone out the window, where is the pinging going to happen? You're going to find your kid then? You see, there's always a workaround. You know, if your kid wasn't surfing on TikTok and other places where predators lurk, I guess that hasn't effectively sunk in yet, because all the woke out there seem to think that it's okay to do what you're doing. It's okay to, as long as you're sitting there and chewing the fat and chiding Republicans and besmirking them and calling them a bunch of white supremacists and white privilege, I guess that's okay. Wow. Huh. See, it's not even safe to post stuff on there. You end up in prison. It's what happens. It's what happens when people go out there and they threaten to shoot up a school. They're doing it. All these young punk kids that don't know any better go on social media and start ranting. Then they come and get them, put them in jail, and the parents are like, I don't know. Yeah. See, this is the thing about your rights as a parent under God and what you can and cannot and should not do to raise your child the way he should go. And when he grows older, he won't turn away from it.
I thought I trained you better.
Yep. Didn't I teach you better? Didn't I teach you the right way? Yeah. Then they go out and they disappoint. I always told my kids, you do your best, God will do the rest. And they've never forgotten that. If I say you do your best, they'll end that sentence. Today I can do that. I can call them up and say, remember what I told you a long time about you do your best? Yeah, they'll answer me. You don't let go of stuff like that. Now, you might be a little distracted and swayed from that, but you see, that's Satan working. Because he is constantly at your backside, like that little Jiminy Cricket in your ear, trying to torment you. Oh, so now we got more mudslinging and lies now that we have a 2020 rematch between Biden and Trump. Biden securing the Democratic nomination after an overwhelming win in swing state Georgia. Well, if you're the only candidate, I mean, for crying out loud. Former President Trump won enough delegates to clinch the Republican nomination when several primaries were called later that evening in Georgia, Mississippi, and Washington. He got more than the required 1,215 votes. So now the mudslinging begins. First thing Trump says he's going to do is free the J6 hostages as his first act as president. Then it'll be to close the border and drill, baby, drill. Open up the pipeline again. So, wow. See, all of this undoing during the Biden administration, 44 executive orders, day one. And you know they were put there already in his path, and he signed them all. 28 of which undid what Trump put into plan when he was president. So now we're back to, and now you've got RFK Jr. in the mix. There are going to be a lot of Democrats that are going to vote for RFK Jr. And there might even be some Rhino Republicans out there that don't like Trump, never Trumpers. They're going to vote for RFK Jr. because they sure aren't going to vote for Biden. And that's going to dilute the vote from both sides. Well, you talk about confusion at the polls. There's a lot of people out that are speculating, RFK is not going to get that many votes. People are going to go with where they feel the strongest, and they're going to vote for that candidate, which means Trump and Biden. And RFK is going to get a few votes from people who are basically dissenters of the Uniparty. But, you know, there's still this thing about J6 is still coming back to haunt the former president at every turn. House Republicans now say they're investigating Fannie Willis's collusion with the January 6th panel. And whether she got federal funds or any of that stuff, the Republicans in the House basically say the panel was highly partisan, omitted significant details. And of course, in a letter sent by Ms. Willis on December 17, 2021 to the Select Committee on J6, it was found that she had requested access to any Select Committee records relevant to her investigation into Trump's actions to challenge the 2020 presidential election, including recordings, transcripts of witnesses, interviews, depositions, electronic print records of communications, and records of travel. You see, they're all working together on this thing. They're all colluding. They don't want Trump in office again. They'll do anything to stop him. We'll have more news. Maybe a phone call or two after we come back from the break here on the Power Hour in this hump day. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Hey, 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this hump day, Wednesday, the 13th day of March. We're getting closer to the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March. I don't know why. I mean, Caesar's been dead a while. Oh, you have to worry about the Ides of March now. I don't know. Everybody's tuning in on this sign of Jonah, because April 8th, 2024 is the solar eclipse, the biggie, going to pass over most of America. And of course, now people are reading stuff into this that might happen. Actually, all you know what will break loose. And we just have to keep praying that, we pray for a sign. But the thing is, we're not God and we can't predict. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. So, you know, let's not dwell. You don't want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just, you know, keep the faith, right? And of course, now we move back into use news. That would be U.S. news, but I call it use news because it's, you know, a lot of it is boring, but it's news. The Pentagon got away with sending another 300 million in arms to Ukraine. Now you're going to ask yourself, how'd they do that? Well, they saved money on negotiated contracts, according to what the Major General Pat Ryder, Pentagon press secretary, said during a briefing yesterday. But he also admitted that the United States has dramatically overdrawn from its own stockpiles. This package is the U.S.'s 55th tranche of security assistance to Ukraine since Russia invaded it in February of 2022. And what they sent was artillery munitions, air defense system, anti-tank rounds, and other equipment. And according to Ryder, the DOD was able to cobble the package together by using savings from negotiated contracts first budgeted when U.S. assistance to Ukraine began. See, they always got a workaround, don't they? One defense official told reporters on a press call the nation's purchase of some 120,000 rounds of 25-millimeter ammunition, for example, was executed at a cost of $93 per unit instead of the original $130 allotted, but not all as well for the Pentagon despite the savings. The package was delivered through presidential drawdown authorities authorized in 2022. That's during Biden's administration. Such PDAs authorized the Pentagon to deliver weapons to Ukraine directly from U.S. stocks. And of course, when you draw down from your own supplies, now the DOD is significantly overdrawn from U.S. stores, which means we are not prepared. They overdrew U.S. stockpiles by $10 billion, which means the DOD is going to have to come up with that some other way just to bring everything back up to normal. Oh, so much for the Constitution's general welfare clause, huh? Wow. All because we got to play World Cop. Oh, they find they got workarounds. Trust me, they'll figure out ways to sneak weapons over there. I got an idea, Joe. Why don't you send over all of our aircraft so that, you know, when you the next time you say you want to come at us with an AR-15, we got F-14s. Why don't you send all our aircraft over there to help them? I'm sure Putin would appreciate that. I'll give him a reason to nuke Washington, D.C., you retardando. But it would also tell we the people that you don't have an F-14 or an F-18 or an F-whatever. You have none of those. And so, therefore, if we want to commit an insurrection, we can just, you know, 250,000 people can arm themselves with everything they got and march on D.C. and have a real insurrection. Which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not. Did you see Chris Cuomo, former CNN anchor, sit there and say, well, it wasn't really an insurrection? Ah, you see, now they're backpedaling. You think he's going to vote for Trump? I don't think so. But this nonsense about, you know, a president coming out against his own people, that's what I'm getting at here. Oh, you think you're powerful enough to come against us? Why, what's he just done? That sounds like he drew a line in the sand, doesn't it? Just daring you to do something. Yeah, we beat you up. We put all you people in prison when you came at the Capitol. He might as well have said, it's not your Capitol anymore. It's our Capitol. Stay out. Yeah, the only people that are going to go over there and take the White House tour are a bunch of foreigners that don't have a right to be here. Wow. You see how they don't care? Until it happens to them, when these illegal immigrants start to open up a can of whoop-you-know-what on them, and their people start getting hurt, their family members start getting murdered, then they're going to wake up and go, oh, well, maybe we should have rethought that. Yeah. And to further embolden the Uniparty, Ken Buck, yeah, remember him? Republican congressman from Colorado announced yesterday he is going to resign from Congress at the end of next week, further eroding the already razor-thin GOP majority in the House. Shared it in a press release on X. Wow. Been an honor to serve the people of Colorado's 4th District in Congress the last 5 years. Now you know why Lauren Boebert is running in that district. Claiming dark money from the Democrats for trying to unseat her in the 3rd. She currently represents the 3rd District, but now she's campaigning in the 4th. You see, everything is strategic here. Question is with all of what Boebert's got going on in her life, does she really need to be in D.C.? She's a little scattered at the moment, don't you think? This is like Trump's short list. It's like Tulsi Gabbard, really? Wow. I mean, never Trump Republicans are still unable to accept the fact that Donald Trump will be the GOP's nominee for president. And they're spending roughly $50 million to run ads featuring Republicans who say they can no longer support the presumptive nominee. Although they found people from all the swing states, and they're going to plaster them all up there in billboards, radio, and digital media in all the key swing states of Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And they're all going to get on there and say, well, I voted him for the first time, but no more. He's a danger to our, you know, they're going to start this. Well, we're not going to vote for Biden, but we sure aren't going to vote for Trump. And like Clint Eastwood said, better be careful what you wish for. So if the lesser of two evils does get elected, never Trumpers are going to find themselves in a serious world of hurt. They may anyway. You'll get what you get because you didn't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. Apparently, these people don't seem to think logically. I guess you could apply the term retardandos to them. What happens when you don't get the full groundswell like you did with Reagan and Carter in 1980? You remember that? They had ABC, anybody but Carter. I mean, it was a total trouncing at the polls. Carter, I mean, Reagan won on a landslide. Carter just, you know, got in his little buggy wagon and crept back down to Georgia. Go back to 10 and his peanut farm. Yeah. Well, we have an election that looks like it's going to be a three-way race. The 3rd nominee, RFK Jr., people are convinced he is going to take away votes from both sides, making the race even easier to steal. Do you see where this is going? What a great way to keep the Democrats in power, right? If you're a conservative. And to those out there that think that, you know, never Trumper is okay, look back at what you had before he got duped by Fauci. I still think he needs to come clean on that. We'll get a message to him. Don't worry. I'm sure they're all listening to this show and other shows where everybody's saying former President Donald Trump needs to come clean about the jabs, about, you know, there's a lot of AI circulating around the media right now. That's Trump after Trump after Trump. And they've taken and put all these little clips together, making it look like Trump is the guilty party, that he's the one that murdered millions of Americans. But you remember Biden and Harris said that they weren't going to take the jab because Trump was involved in it. And then next thing you know, they're telling everybody to get it. Well, somebody gave them marching orders, didn't they? All right, before we move into the economy and talk about this joke of a report on inflation, Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. Morning. I don't know where to begin. The other day when you were talking about whoever it is above us and us, you were talking about them being something and us being cockroaches. Did you ever do the dying cockroach in basic training?
I remember something vague about it, but I don't think they referred it to it as that.
My
basic training was a little different. I was in Fort Ord, California.
Mine was hardcore.
Were you in infantry?
I was an infantry medic.
Oh, well, no wonder. See, my MOS was different than yours. So, yeah, that's why you did that.
Well, basic training was hardcore in 69. I mean, it was tough as a Marine. To change that subject, I would suggest everybody take any information about Haiti with a dose of salt, because I absolutely have no confidence. This country will overthrow any country that they want to do. And that's where I think they're, all this stuff, you know, about they're cannibals and so forth. Take that with a grain of salt, because they'll feed all kinds of information, you know.
Kevin, that's why I said word on the street. Word on the street has it. That's why I said that, because I hear rumors, the rumor mill, and, we can paint them as barbaric as we want, like people paint Putin as barbaric. Yet the thing is Putin already told Tucker we want our property back. Ukraine was a member of the Soviet Union until this dictator got in there and started screwing with it. I mean, you know, we know that. I mean, you're connected in many ways from my remembrance of you with Belarus and various things over there. So, I mean, you could pretty much got a handle on what's going on.
Yeah. I was reminded yesterday about a comment by one of those super sleuths that said, you can tell me who it was that said this, that they'll know their job about disinformation will be complete when everything everybody here believes is a lie. Who was that that said that? Can you remember?
Let's see.
Like one of the CIA, like a CIA guy.
Yeah, I mean, Joachim Hagopian mentioned, I think, had said something about it similar, but... you know, he's an ex-West Point grad, now living in the South Seas. Obviously, there are some people that feel safer living in a place like Bali or Fiji than you do living here. Other people go to Kauai and build bunkers, and he's just hanging out, living the good life there. But
I want to real quick, one more thing is I've been trying to do something recently, and that's fast. I've been kind of partially fasting. I've been fasting on everything. I want to fast on information that's fed to me, let alone just my food intake and stuff. But I would suggest people try just cutting back on rations for a few days. It's changed my life in a few days. I want to eat less now that I'm starting to get back on a regular diet a little bit. And
cool.
It'll show you what will happen in bad times, where you will be.
Good point. One thing that we've done around here some days is we will eat a late breakfast, early lunch, and not eat again until dinner. We'll actually do two meals a day, because people may actually, when times get that bad, maybe down to one meal a day and a couple of snacks in between.
Yeah, it'd be good practice for people. It's really helping me out. I know that. Suggest it.
You still getting your walks in every day?
Yeah, I'm getting the walks in. It's going to be like plus 70 degrees today. I want to do 4 to 6 miles. Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Hope I can. God bless you, Dave.
God bless you too, sir. That sounds wonderful. You're getting your exercise. That's good. You're going to be around a while. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I got a couple questions, Dave. Did you say that you were able to get a hold of Sheriff Judd? Is he going to be able to come on your show? Or did you say that's a possibility?
No, I did not. As a matter of fact, I want to tell you something. I'm opening up a new window as we speak, because I was reading on the news this morning. There is a... let me see here under Newsbreak Northport. Let me scroll down here on the page. Oh, here it is. I found it. Understanding Florida Stand Your Ground Laws, what you need to know. I mean, they got it all spelled out right there in mocobizscene.com. And it, right to stand your ground and meet force with force, and no duty to retreat, and conditions for justifiable use of force. See, these are the things, if you want the explanation, this is what I was trying to get Grady on the phone for. And it's like he's too busy testifying in front of Congress and going out and, you know, doing his own county thing in Polk County, Florida, in the middle of the state, central. It says the right to stand your ground and meet force with force. Stand your ground provides individuals the right to defend themselves using force when necessary. If someone reasonably believes that they are in imminent danger of death or great bodily harm, they can use force, including deadly force, to protect themselves without first attempting to retreat. Then there's that no duty to retreat. Arkansas just recently took the no duty to retreat out of their provision, but in some states, duty to retreat is still there. It's still a thing. You have to investigate it. Previously, individuals involved in confrontations were often expected to get away if it was safely possible. Stand your ground removes this obligation. So there is no duty to retreat. If they're coming at you, you don't get to run away if it's not possible. You shoot if it's possible. Right. Conditions. Then they have conditions for justifiable use of force. To successfully claim stand your ground, this is what I was going to ask Grady Judd. To successfully claim stand your ground, these must be met. One, the individual must be in a place they have a legal right to be, which is your home. Two, they must not be engaged in unlawful activity, which means you're not a drug dealer or some other crazy thing and somebody's coming at you to because you owe money for a drug deal gone bad, all right? They must reasonably believe they or another person are in imminent danger of death or great bodily harm, and they must reasonably believe the use of force is necessary to prevent that harm or to prevent the imminent commission of a forcible felony. Now, they also go into detail about Castle Doctrine, which a lot of states have. That's a longstanding legal principle that recognizes a person's home as their ultimate sanctuary. Stand your ground expands this beyond the home. Now the right to defend oneself without retreating applies anywhere an individual has a legal right to be, extending into public spaces, workplaces, or vehicles. So you see, there is a thing about Castle Doctrine. That's anybody crossing that threshold. Remember I told you on this show earlier about the threshold rule? That's what I'm talking about. Once they step across the threshold, it doesn't matter who it is. A government agent. You know, they bash in your door with a battering ram, and they come across the threshold. Well, you know, unless they have a legal right to be there, which means they got a warrant. You know, if they pick the wrong house, you know, what's to stop you from defending yourself? This is how a lot of people are getting shot. A lot of people's houses are getting trashed because they got the wrong house, and now they're suing the government because of it. And, of course, opponents are arguing that stand your ground encourages escalation of violence, allows for misuse, and can lead to racial disparities in application. Oh, really? Racial disparities? Really? Look at how many people are committing crime and the number of people in jail and what race they are. And then give me that argument. I'm going to tell you you're full of the proverbial caca. So that's what I was reading that this morning. So, you know, I can't get Judd on the phone, and it's like, damn, you know, I really wanted to ask him, what are we the people supposed to do? Because obviously you understand that each state has varying laws, and so we need to figure this out. You know, I mean, you need to do that now, and if you know somebody that's got 40 acres, a chipper shredder, and a dozen hogs, keep them in your pipeline.
Right. Well, you know, I listened to Grady Judd quite a bit. I lived in Florida for a long time. In fact, me and my wife met in Gainesville. I joke around with her. You know, I love Grady Judd so much and what he stands for and everything. And I joke around with her. I was like, well, hey, honey, are you ready to pack it up and head back to Florida? And she's like, no way. I ain't going back there. But anyway, Dave, I wanted to share this with you real quick, and then I'll get off here. There was a bus that I don't know if you know about this that Grady Judd just had last week, where they busted a whole slew of illegal immigrants, and he went into what they were doing. It was illegal from Venezuela, I guess, came down from New York, and he had a bunch of, you know, I guess prostitutes and from other countries and so forth. And what they were doing was, and they all, none of them had identification. They were all illegals. None of them had papers or anything. And I guess the way they were operating was they'd go down there and basically cut loose, and then they'd have to pay the trafficker $3,000 every week to remain in their status. So they basically were just cutting them loose and saying, okay, do whatever you want to do, but then you got to pay the $3,000 to you know, for everything to be okay. But that's how they were operating. But anyway, Dave, I appreciate you, man, and love you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. We're out of time. We're at the break. We're going to try to dial in with Dr. Michael Garko from Strauss here at the top of the hour and have a conversation for a segment about Strauss Heart Drops. And he's got a daily show, Let's Talk Nutrition, for 15 years in Florida. Wow. Sounds like fun. We'll be back after these important messages from the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Power Mall opens in 5 minutes, by the way. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.